Well, it's time. Another week. DTGD Radio. This is episode 795. May 6th, 2024. It's just a two-man show today. I would like to welcome Terrence to the show.
Hello. This will be known as the Ebony and Ivory edition.
Which one am I?
You Ivy. You Ivy. I know it's sometimes, you know, sometimes I be Ivory. You know, if you ask Justin Testa, he's going to tell you I'm Ivory.
Well, I will never be Ebony, just FYI. I am.
All right.
I am way too white for that.
Yeah, it happens. And I, you know, I can't be Ivory because I'm way too Ebony for that. So, there you go.
You know, that's fine. Anyway, I was sitting there thinking, like, what did I play? And I legitimately think I spent the entire week just, like, going back and forth between two games. One of them is the same old shit. It happens every week.
Oh, Lord.
But in the other one, you know, it's relatively new. But I'll let you go first.
Okay. I'm kind of curious about what your other one is.
I mean, you know what it is. I've been playing it.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay. So, well, I can't get into this. I have to write this review today because I meant to do it yesterday, and I'm so sorry. But I've been playing Heading Out on PC. It actually comes out Tuesday, I think. But I'll have the review up. We'll have a review up for that, so I can't go into detail. But I played a lot of Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen.
Mm.
So I'd never finished that. I started and kind of stopped a bunch of different times, and different stuff at different times kind of pissed me off. Like the fact that, cause I like those types of games, but like when you go into like Grand Sorin, like you literally have to run into all the like shops and stuff for it to like populate on the map. Like nothing, like it just comes up on the map for real and tells you, hey, go talk to this person and do this. Like, no, you literally have to go, you know, as if you were a real person and like talk to different people to find stuff out. Like it doesn't always tell you like go here, go there type of thing. Which is kind of nice because I have found some stuff. Like I ran, like I told you, I ran into a dragon.
Yeah, that'll just happen. Yeah.
I was on an escort quest because, okay, real quick. So that's the other thing with this. I can't tell what moves along the story. Like right now I have like two quests that actually have to do something. Like one is like follow some person from the castle at night, and then the other is I have to find like a wake stone or something for some dude's kid, and it doesn't tell me, you know, where I need to go for that. I mean, the castle thing is whatever, but you have to do it at night. But the wake stone thing you just have to find. But then, like, the other quest is, like, kill 50 rabbits or, you know, kill two cyclopses or whatever. Stuff like that. So, like, I'm like, well, how do you move the narrative in this? Like, do you just have to go around and just talk to everyone to figure, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely does not, like, have a big arrow that's like, hey, go here. Like, you gotta figure it out.
Yeah, you definitely do. But, yeah, I was on an escort quest. And the person got killed. So we were killing hobgoblins and stuff. And I was like, well, shit, she's dead. So I'm just going to keep exploring and see what's out here. Because fast travel, I got like three spots. So I need to open up this world. And we're in the forest. And I'm like, I hear flap, flap. And I'm like, what the hell? And I look in the distance. And there's a red dragon just coming towards us. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, we were not prepared for this at all. Like, and what's messed up is I actually almost killed it the first time. I had, like, it down to, like, two health bars. It had one of the little health little bubbles thing that's, like, a full bar. Mm-hmm. And then it's, like, normal bar. But I, like, ran out of, like, potions and stuff. Because, again, I'm thinking I'm just going to escort this child and have to kill some goblins and stuff. I didn't think we was going to come across a dragon. Like, I thought that was, like, in-game stuff. Like, I'm, like, level 16 at this point. But yeah, so it, you know, it killed us. So then I went back and like, you know, prepared for this fight, did some other stuff in exploring, found a cyclops, which was kind of interesting. And we killed that. And came back and I whooped that dragon's ass last night. I felt pretty good. I felt pretty good.
Always feels
It
good
was a
to kill the
fantastic
dragon.
fight.
8.0.
Hell yeah. Like, I don't like the fact, and I think you said this about Dragon's Dogma 2. It doesn't have like a lock on or when you're fighting and stuff. Yeah, this doesn't either. Like, so I'm a mage. So when you're fighting the dragon, it's like, you know, strike the heart, Arisen. And I'm like, okay. Okay, well, I can shoot these fireballs, but I can't always hit like the. It's so hard, like fuck. Like I don't know why they don't have a lock on, but I switched to the magic archer. Actually, I love it. I love that because I have the flexibility of the spells. Like so, because I had all the spells that I was still using, which was awesome. But now I can actually target and hit stuff with fucking arrows and everything, which is nice. So that, I'm feeling this. I think this is what I'm going
in. Yeah, if I remember correctly, the Magic Archer is like the OP class in the first game. I think it's the OP class in the second game too. Shit.
Damn, I could see it. Like, cause the fight, cause I changed that when I fought the dragon. One of the abilities like targets like 10. Places on it, like, and you fire the arrow and it hits everything. Like, I kept being able to knock it out of the sky, like that. And then I realized that you can, like, target, which is weird, it doesn't have a lock on. You can break parts off of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I broke its wing and I didn't even know that you could, and they start, and then, like, I heard my pawns, like, oh, we've broken off the horn. And I'm like, well, why the fuck won't you let me just target something if I can actually, like, get stuff off? I'm assuming for crafting purposes. But yeah, it's. Whatever. It's a good game, though. I know I sound like I'm bitching, like I hate it, but it's a good game.
Got a lot of weird decisions that they're like, well, we're going to make this fucked up, but you're still going to like it.
Yeah, and that's where we are, because I kept going back to it this weekend, this week, really. Like, I would play a little bit of, you know, something, and I'm like, well, go back to Dragon. I just kept going back, so it's... Yeah, like for like half a second, I was like, man, I should just get the sequel. But I'm not. I'm going to wait for a sale because I think it still has issues. And I don't think they dropped that patch yet where they do the 40 frames or 45 or whatever on
no,
that.
No, they did. The uncapped, yeah, it's in there.
Oh.
Not uncapped, better? But yeah, like you can lock it to 30.
Okay.
And it still doesn't hold it. But, you know, you can turn off ray tracing, which doesn't do much, which is weird because, okay.
That is weird.
I don't get it. Like, I understand if you're, like, watching it in slow motion, like, Digital Foundry style, but, like, when I turn ray tracing off, I'm like, it looked the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't see the... I don't know. Like, I'm
like,
just
these
like,
dudes, like, it's so funny to me when I hear these dudes talk about, like, oh, the ray traced reflections. If they're not there, then it's just a screen space reflection. I'm like, motherfucker, when I'm moving around the world, I don't notice that shit.
Yeah, like, I remember when, what was it, Spider-Man 2, or maybe it was Miles Morales, they was talking about, you know, putting it on there and stuff, and I'm like, when I'm swinging through, I'm not looking to see my reflection in the building, like, I don't understand, like, what are y'all doing? I don't know, we play games differently, I think.
Oh, 100%, I see people like, don't have HDR on one, I was like, fuck, I don't even turn mine on. Like, ray tracing, we need it in there. Like, no, I don't.
Nope. I don't. Yep, I turned my ray tracing, or my ray tracing, my HDR off when
give
you said that.
Give me that 60 frames at minimum. I'm happy. Like, if it's not, I can still play it, but, like, that's the only thing I notice that I want. Like, I want that frame rate.
Mm-hmm. Same. Which is why I really, I'm going to struggle playing Dragon Dogma 2. Because I think this one is at, because it got the frames boost and stuff.
Yeah, this was a boost, like that remap, the Dark Arisen version got the 60 frames patch.
Okay, yeah. So,
but if you played it originally on 360, dude, that motherfucker crawled.
See, and I feel like I did, but I do not remember it. Like, I do not remember it. And that's what I'm like, man, I just feel like it's gonna drag my enjoyment down if I play the second one. So that's why I chilled out. I'm gonna wait for a sale. Like, it'll probably be on sale by like Black Friday, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, all the Capcom games eventually get a sale at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll pick it up then. So let's see, outside of that, I played a lot of Manor Lords on PC. I'm probably just going to buy that right now. I'm playing on the Game Pass, but that is a very fun and in-depth city builder. It's very much early access. There's some not questionable, but just some like weird stuff about it that you can tell is still in process of being ironed out. Especially when it comes to kind of the combat stuff. But it's yeah, wow, it's so good. If you like that type of stuff. So I mean it can be very monotonous and slow. If you don't enjoy that, because I mean it's not wall-to-wall combat. I mean you literally are, setting up a city, and then kind of expanding territories and stuff, and that's where the combat kind of play comes into play. But it plays combat plays like Total War style, so you have like huge armies kind of fighting each other. But I definitely dig it. I messed with some Exo Primal again. I wanted to unlock the Mega Man skin, but I have no idea how to do it. Like they. You can't buy it because it's not on up there for sale, but they show him as a skin and somebody like videos which playing as Mega Man, so I don't know.
Super
I don't
Fighting
know.
Robot, Megman.
But that game is people still play it. I mean, I found matches. I mean, people still out there. I think it's still on Game Pass. But
Are you
I
sure? Are you
it,
sure it's not bots?
it So you could tell if there's a bot, like, because they changed their name. Like, it literally is like bot, and then it's the name of like the mech or whatever those suits are called in that that they're in. But it, I mean, and I did have some bots that came in, like people were in there and then quit out. But I it's I mean they're on like season four or something like that. So I mean somebody's still playing. It's not me. It's not me.
Yeah, I installed that shit months ago. I ain't touched it. I have no
The only
desire
reason
to go back to it.
I feel it. The only reason I wanted to check it out is because I was curious about the crossover stuff. Because I didn't look, go back because they did Street Fighter and Monster Hunter before, and I didn't look at those. But I was curious about the Mega Man stuff. I know y'all want a new Mega Man game. I don't know why they don't do
It's
that.
Mega
Like,
Man
man, it was.
12. It's time. What are we doing?
I mean, goodness, pimping Mega Man out at this point, Lord.
Just give that motherfucker his own game and give me eight new master robots. It ain't that hard.
I no, I mean I want Legends 3. I mean I'm never gonna
Don't
get it,
nobody want that.
but I do, and Ryan probably does, but that's fine. It's fine.
Less people want that than want Dino Crisis, and here we are.
This is true. Man, you know what? I would like to do Dino Crisis because yeah, Exo Primal ain't
I
it.
don't
Like it's
I don't understand how, like, it feels like a home run. Like, put the same team that works on the RE remakes, which make a lot of money, I get it, but dude, a Dino Crisis in that engine, that would do so well.
Actually, it really would. You know what? Maybe maybe that's something they're working on. Maybe they'll have that at the summer G offs. They'll
I
show
think
a remaster.
I think it's gonna be RE9. That's what I think it is.
I kind of think so too, and I hope they bring back Sheva. Like I do, I would like to see Sheva brought back to Resident Evil. I mean, she helped. This is a spoiler, but I mean, if you ain't played Resident Evil 5 at this point, but anyway, she helped put down one of the probably most iconic bosses in Resident Evil history, and we ain't heard from her again. Like, what the heck? It's fine. It's fine. What else did I play? Oh, so I played Waterworld the game. Actually I played this last week, but
Fucking
I wasn't
Virtual
on the
Boy
show.
game?
No, wow, no. I didn't even know that was a thing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
No, I
they made
played
a
Age of
Kevin
Water.
Costner's Waterworld on the Virtual Boy.
Hell no. Wow. Okay. Was it bad? Did you
Oh,
have it?
yes.
Okay.
Yes. It was awful. I mean, was there like 27 Virtual Boy games? If that, and I think 26 of them suck. So, you know.
I think what the tennis one is probably the only. Is
Wario, Tennis, Tetris, and there's
I don't
a
think I played
Japanese
Tetris.
exclusive game called Jack Brothers. I think those are the only four games worth the shit.
Nice. Yeah, I had a friend that had one growing up. I never had one myself, but I remember playing the tennis. And I remember that thing gave you a headache after too long.
Oh,
You're like,
yeah.
oh, this is cool. Be like, oh, God. Like, it's. Oh, Virtual Boy. Okay, Age of Water. Yeah, it's basically Waterworld, the game. So it's an MMO, in the same style as, I think this is the same studio, like Gaijin Entertainment or something like that, that does, what's it called? Crossout, which is like a Mad Max Twisted Metal
Oh yeah, I
type
remember that game.
game. Yeah, so you kind of take that formula and now put it on water and you get Age of Water. The
We're gonna
only
get
difference
Age of
is,
Tanks.
right, well that's the thing, they already got that. What's the world, was the World of Tanks, I
Yeah, but
think,
that's a
because
different
yeah,
developer. Like, when's this
oh
company
that's
gonna
true,
do like fucking Age of Tanks?
they probably will, because that's, this is, this very much feels like Crossout, with the only difference is this has an emphasis on more PvE combat, whereas Crossout is more PvP. Like, I know there's like raids and stuff that you do in there, but it's really more PvP stuff. This isn't horrible. It just is. I guess it's kind of, well, I guess lacking in content, kind of thing. I'm trying to think of how to say it, because it's not that it's a bad game. It's just that you will go long stretches of just kind of sailing on this, ocean. And not seeing anything, so not, having anything to fight or anything to do or whatever. You don't get off the boat at all, so it's like not Sea of Thieves. What is it? Skull and Bones. In that
Never fucked
regard,
and forgot the
with
name of the game.
I did too. Like I, man, and I, I reviewed it. When you roll up, like roll up, when you sail up to different like ports and stuff, you literally just hit the button and it like zooms into whoever's standing there that you're supposed to talk to, and then when you're done, you're back on your boat. Like you don't get off the boat at all. It's, I don't know, it's not horrible. It's like $30. I am going to review it. I need to put a little bit more time into it. I don't know why they just didn't do it, make it free to play, because it kind of feels like it probably would have been more successful if it was free to play. But yeah, we'll see. And I think this might even be considered early access, because that's the new thing. No game comes out finished anymore unless it's from like Nintendo. Everything else just comes out, in early access now, and you just play it with the developers, and 1.0 comes in 2 years. Lord. I think, let's see. Oh, I played some more Fallout 76 and Fallout 4, which, because I, I'm like the only one that apparently don't have issues with that update. Which, has it been patched yet? I think the last time we talked, you said it hadn't. I don't even know if you messed with it.
I ain't touched it, but it ain't updated on my Xbox, so I'm assuming
Okay, so
no.
they haven't done anything else. Gotcha. Yeah,
I
because
mean,
it, I still haven't had an issue.
the PS5 version's fine, so it don't matter.
Oh, well, yeah, that's their new thing, make everything the best possible version on every other system than, theirs. So, and that's fine, I guess, if that's what you want to do. I don't know. What else did I play? Oh, I played some Battlefield 2042, because why not? I wanted to play a shooter and I didn't want to go to Call of Duty. And I actually hovered over Overwatch for a minute, but then I saw you playing Overwatch and I was like, no. No.
That is the correct response to thinking about playing Overwatch is just to be like, nah.
Oh. I'm telling you, like I was hovered. I was like, man, I'm gonna install this. And then I opened it and I was like, oh, kid is playing. He's probably having a miserable time. Like, no, I'm good.
That is pretty accurate right there.
Oh man. Oh Lord. It's the, yeah, I played Battlefield instead and had a great time. Battlefield is good. They've managed to turn that around. I know, I think they're done developing, I think the last thing I read, because now they're working on that. I think was rumored to be a Titanfall Battlefield mashup, but it's supposed to be some sort of Battlefield version that they're going to be able to like add on to or whatever. So I guess a live version of Battlefield, I think. Which, whatever, because live service is where it's at. That's pretty much it for real that I played. There was some other stuff on PC. Oh, I didn't get the abiotic factor, which I'm gonna review that, but I didn't get to play that. I do want to play that with Anthony though, which it looks like, and again, I never played Half-Life. I bought it for Counter-Strike, but it looks like you essentially are Gordon Freeman, and you're a scientist that's trapped in another, like a dimension with aliens and stuff, and you have to like survive. So it's like a survive one of those survival games. So you build a base and stuff like that, but you solve everything with like science. You level up and all that kind of stuff. Looks like it's some fun. But yeah, I'm gonna Anthony and I are gonna play that. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, it's been an exciting week.
Yeah.
Okay, I did do some indie stuff a little bit. I played Cyber Citizen Shockman 3, The Princess from Another World, which is just an old retro game. It was only in Japan. They've obviously made multiples of them because it's the third one.
Wow.
It's a side scroller, It's fine.
Gotcha.
I booted up Mice Guard, and then it's top-down perspective, action RPG, and then they just would not shut the fuck up, so I never actually got to the game. Like, I only have so much time, man. Like, when you don't put a lot of effort into your characters, I walked up to the first character, and her name was Girl. I was like, all right, we done.
Man, you can't even name them, girl.
Yeah, you didn't even name the mouse. The mouse deserves a name.
Right.
So that Bushido Blade style game came out, Sklash.
Oh yeah, the side scroll, like the hand drawn one.
Yeah, I don't think I care for that.
Oh,
Like, there's a
okay.
lot to it. Like, what made Bushido Blade great? And I don't think anybody understands this. Is like, it was just organic. It was like a game that, yes, you could one hit somebody and it was cool, but like all of the mechanics were in there. There was no meters, there was no like. Sklash is like, your dude has like four bars above their head, and it's like, well, you have this much dodge, you have this many parries, and it's got to recharge, and
Oh.
like and then it felt stiff. And I didn't like it was very busy. I didn't care for the visuals. I'm like, I don't think I care for this. Like, it didn't
I got
feel,
you.
yeah, I just it wasn't there. Wasn't there for me.
I saw the trailer and because I think I put it in our chat and I kind of thought the hand drawn, art style was kind of cool, but I do agree it did look kind of busy on some of those maps because there's a lot of, like wind stuff and stuff moving in the background and everything, and I guess that'd be a lot to focus on
Also,
if
all
you
the
have,
UI shit too. It's like I don't like the parry bar and all that shit stays above your character's head, and I'm like, I don't care for this at all. Like,
Got you. Gotcha.
I don't know, man.
Well,
Like, Bushido Blade was just like with like simplified beauty, man. Like, just fucking make that.
hopefully that's what, because there's another one that's coming that's in 3D. It was Die by the Sword, I think it's called.
Dude, those stupid fucking Deadliest Warriors games were about the closest thing we ever got.
I never actually played those.
Those are
They were like
literally,
Bushido Blade.
they're literally like Bushido Blade. Like, you could flop out and like cut a dude's head off on the first strike, and like it was.
Oh,
We had
okay.
a lot of fun with those back on. Was those on Xbox
Big
360?
360.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like those were fun. They weren't as good as Bushido Blade, but then again, what is?
Right.
I played The Fall of Elena Temple, which is another one of those Game Boy style games. Fine. And I tried Candle Knight. It's a cool, like, 2.5D, I guess is what you call it. Like, Pandemonium, Klonoa style, where you're moving in and out of the background as you move through. It's okay. I did play a lot of Overwatch, as I always do. And the horse is dead, which is nice, but now it's the fucking pig again. Fucking road boss is in every game. Raid boss, he's in every game now. It's like, god damn it. We're back to the hog meta.
That's for, well, I love Roadhog. Honestly, I used to be really good with him. So that's actually good to hear. But I could have sworn, didn't he get nerfed? That was back when I had
He got
picked it up again.
reworked. He got reworked.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he only has one fire mode now, so there's only one fire mode. He has a new item called the Pig Pen, which is basically a Junkrat trap, but it just does AoE damage if you land on it. And his healing is on a cooldown now, so it's not like a one-time use and then you gotta wait. Like it has a bar, so you gotta wait on it to refill, and you can use it as much as you want as long as you got resources. So, and the motherfucker has 800 health. So, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, I liked Roadhog. That's interesting. They made some ch they changed them like that though.
That was
I
like
like the
last
healing
season,
thing.
man. Like, that was like last
Oh, I
season.
didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of reworks that you play. Like, Ball got reworked, Farah got reworked, I forget who else. Sombra got reworked. So, yeah. I haven't touched Farah since she got reworked. So, I know, like, if you see a Farah in your game, they're gonna be, like, the best Farah that's ever played.
Okay, gotcha.
Fucking.
So it's like the
Like,
fucking
Doomfist. Yeah.
yeah, it's
Well,
either the
see,
best one or the absolute worst one.
Yeah, no, with Farah, you don't get the worst one. You just get like if
Oh.
somebody runs Farah, you're like, fuck, okay, that's gonna be one of those. If it's Doomfist, you're right. It's like you either suck or you're the best. Like I don't know. But the game I spent the most time playing has been Stellar Blade.
Oh, okay.
And apparently I'm at the end. Like I have the mission to where it's like this is where you can't come back and do any more shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I've decided to go clean up all my side missions. This game is really good. It's really, really, really good. I got used to the combat. The combat definitely takes about an hour or two to kind of get yourself acclimated to what it wants you to do. Also, once you upgrade a lot of the stuff to where the parry window is faster, which I think is the dumbest shit ever. Like, why would you do that? Eventually, like this game just keeps like surprising me. Like, you go through that first area, it's very linear. It's very much like feels like a Souls game style to where it's like semi-open and you find these like shortcuts and you move through the world, and then you get to the second area and it's like a big open world with a bunch of like side quests, and it's like, oh, okay, this is different. And then you start doing these dungeons where they take away your sword, and it feels straight up like a fucking Dead Space game, and it's crazy. And like, I really like those sections because not only does it feel like Dead Space in the way it plays, but it like is legitimately terrifying at times. I did one of the tube surfing things yesterday. That was pretty cool. Also, this game, like, in an era where there are $6 Mortal Kombat skins, like having a game where you can just do a side quest and get a new outfit is really fucking cool. And there's a
That was.
lot, like a lot of costumes in this game. I'm talking like 70.
Jesus.
And
Yeah,
you
she
can
literally is a doll.
And you
Oh.
don't have to buy the anything. Like you don't have to buy anything with real money. You literally just earn gold and parts and stuff to craft the suits within the game. And that's the case with everything in the upgrade tree. Like my upgrade tree is I've got all the trees unlocked. I've got three of them maxed out of the five so far. There's also upgrades for like your character to increase their attack power. Those are gained through like finding items in the world. You can attach new items that give you like crit bonuses and like damage reduction bonuses. Like, there's just so much this game. Like, 7 hours into the game, I got a double jump. And I'm like, this fucking changes the game. Like, I can double jump now. The only thing that has really irritated the piss out of me is there are these turrets around the world. There's not a ton of them. There's just a few of them. And those motherfuckers are homing and one shots.
Oh, okay. That's like the ones on fucking Helldivers on the machine planets.
Oh my
Jesus.
God. Like, you can hear it. Like, when you're running through the world, you can hear it. And it's like, when it fires, you're like, oh fuck, if it hits me, I'm dead. If it hits me, I'm dead. So, like, you start running in zigzags through the world.
Serpentine! Serpentine!
Yeah. And holy shit. Like, there's a mission where you have to destroy one. And, like, it took me forever. I had to walk, like half a mile around it just to get a spot where I could take a shot at it. I'm just like, this is fucked up. Like, how did they think this was fun? Like, that's the only part of that game where I'm like, this is not fun. There
Did
are
you use
other,
guns too?
yeah, there's a gun. Like I said, the Dead Space, like, eventually you get a gun that you can use, and then you can upgrade it through the, you basically use the drone,
Right.
and it like attaches to your hand. And at first, you can just shoot like slugs, but you can upgrade it to shoot missiles. You can upgrade it to shoot like shotgun shells and explosive bullets. You do have grenades, which I don't use very much, but they're good for like crowd control. Because that is the one thing I'll say about this game is like when you're in a 1v1 or 1v2 matchup, like the combat feels good, but when you get three or more enemies attacking you at once, it can be really cumbersome. And thankfully, that doesn't happen a ton in this game. There's only certain sections where that happens. But it doesn't feel good to fight more than one enemy because, like, if you're locked onto the one in front of you and one of them hits you from behind, you can't really parry it. And that gets a little frustrating. So, like, the grenades are good for, like, if you get surrounded, you can just drop one. And that kind of gives you a little space to get out and, like, use a healing item or something. There's also fishing in the game, which might be the most peculiar fishing mechanic I've ever seen. So, like, you toss your line in the water, and then when the fish grabs it, like, you just pull the R2 button to hook it, and then you pull the analog stick the opposite direction of which way it's fighting you and mash the square button until it comes to a point where you have to feather like the R2 button and you have to find the sweet spot, like how far you press it down to hold a meter.
Oh,
It's weird. Like it
that's a
took
lot.
me, yeah, it took me like four or five tries to like catch on to it. I was like, oh, okay. But then like it's hard for me to hold that button down in a specific spot. So, but no, this game is it's really good. And visually, like, it's beautiful. I've not run into any like huge glitches or breaks in the world or like it feels 100% polished. So it's really good.
I played the demo. And I didn't I didn't I didn't I didn't finish the demo. And I didn't read any reviews on it. Like I've heard, people talk about it, and I know Jay was very fond of it in the chat and was talking about it and everything. But I was just like, meh, yeah, because I don't know, the combat was whatever. And then I don't know, but it seems to it's changed your mind. So I feel like maybe I should actually give it a try because I was always interested as long as it wasn't a Souls thing. Because, again, as I've said countless times, I adore the Devil May Cry, Ninja Gaiden combat of old. Like, I'm not a huge fan of this new style of stuff. And that Stellar Blade, yeah, was cool because the combat wasn't on the fucking triggers. Like, it was
Yes.
buttons. So it had me from there. I was like, "Oh, thank you, Jesus!" Like, so
Once
I
you,
might
yeah, once you
go
get used to like the timing and the cadence of it,
ahead.
It is good. It is not the only Souls thing that this game has is when you rest to refill all your items, it respawns the enemies. Like if you die, you don't lose anything.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Okay. And the combat is fun then too.
Yes, the
Like it,
combat, like
oh yeah.
when you get into the combat groove, it's really fun. It's one of those games where I had to train my brain to not consistently hold block. Because you think in an action game, like you hold block till you have your opportunity, then you attack.
Right,
That is not the
right.
way this game works. This game wants you to, be facing down your opponent, put your moves in. When you see them wind up for an attack, either block or dodge. And also be careful because the block button, when you hold it, activates your beta skills, which all you got to do is max out your beta skills and you'll fucking own this game. Because they're so powerful and, like, they do so much damage and you can combo into them and it's just like. Yeah, just do a beta build and you'll be fine. Like, and when
Okay.
you land those beta moves, they're so flashy and so fun to watch.
Hey, that's shit I like. That's what I want. Okay.
Yeah, it's you just got to get used to the cadence of the combat. Like once you get it, and might I suggest like, I forget what it's called in the menus, but there's a toggle in the menu where you can tell it to give you a button prompt. For like your dodges and your parries, and that's very helpful for learning the cadence. And then once you got it down, then you just turn it off and you can just play
Okay.
if you want to. But it's really helpful. It like slows the game down. It's like, all right, here's where you hit L1, here's where you hit circle, here's where you hit forward and circle kind of things.
Okay. I'm gonna mess with the demo after the show some more, and I might. It's not $70, is it? Is it a full price game?
It is a full price game.
Okay.
It
Okay.
is worth it though, just for I'm 17 hours in, I'm 60% through the story. Like I've been told that when I start this mission, it's like I can't go back, so I don't know how long that last mission is. But there is a ton here. There are five areas. There's also a hidden area that Jay said I can unlock by doing all the side quests, so that's why I've been doing those. And those areas are big, so like the first area feels like a Souls game. The second area feels like an open world. The third area feels like a Souls game again. And then you unlock the desert, which is the fourth open area, and it's just like another big ass open world area.
Okay. It's funny because the one thing that I haven't seen anyone really talk about with this game is the story.
Story's
Like I don't.
fucking weird.
Okay, all right. That's kind of what I figured because it's a Korean developer and stuff. I like it's even in the demo. Like when the demo started, I was like, "This is fucking weird." Like I just want to cut stuff. So, and that's fine as long as the combat is flashy and fun. And that's what it looked like in all the like screenshots and stuff. And I know everybody got, caught up in how naked or not naked she was. I don't give a fuck because I'm a 40-year-old man and I'm not out here looking at a video game lustfully. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to play a fucking game and cut up some people. So that's really all I cared about. So yeah, you might have messed around and sold it. I'm gonna play the demo some more. Does it give you enough time? Does the demo give you enough time to kind of figure out the cadence of it? I don't know how far you or if you went back to it before you bought it.
The demo ends with the rooftop boss fight, I think, and that boss fight is where I finally like got it.
Okay. Do
Like
you actually get
where
to do the fight or is it like
yes.
end and the fight
No,
starts? Okay,
you actually get to
cool.
do the fight and like
Okay.
if you play through that in the demo, like it you can pick up from there
Oh, cool.
like saves it, so.
Okay, yeah, bet. I'm gonna play it after the show, and yeah, 'cause like I said, the combat already kind of had me in a little bit. It was just the when you get overwhelmed, like you were saying, like it was more than one. Like I couldn't figure out the parry stuff, and it was frustrating. I'm like, man, I know I'm not bad at this. Like I fucking beat Alma, you know what I'm saying? And Ninja Gaiden Black. Like I can figure out timing and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, you just have to learn a new cadence. Like this game has a cadence of like I've never played a game that had the cadence this game has. And yes, if you get surrounded by more than three enemies, like just dodge back and try to kite them out to do one at a time. Like that's really the
Okay.
best way to do it. And as you
Gotcha.
start to upgrade your power, like a lot of the little minions can be killed in one combo. So it's not
Okay.
it's not a huge deal. Yeah, definitely mix up your combos. Definitely learn not to hold the block button, and it'll click.
All right.
It's really good. Like I literally play it for like an hour at a time and like just run around and do like I don't spend it like normally for a game like this, I'd have just went to the last mission just to finish it. But like I actually want to do all the side shit because it like lets me power up my character so much more.
And that's, telling to the game. It must be fun. Like, it's still holding your attention. Like, it's not, let me just hurry up and finish this. Like, you're doing extra shit because you're having a good. That's good. Yeah, I'm gonna mess with it. I'm gonna give it a fairer shake, and but yeah,
I
that
feel
is
like
nice to
it.
hear that it gets better.
Yeah, it definitely got better, and I feel like it might end up on my list at the end of the year. It's pretty good.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not
Right
saying it's
on.
gonna be number one. I mean, come
No,
on.
yeah, no, I know. Well, I know. I'm just saying that's, to even make it, there's a lot of good stuff supposed to come out this year
Yeah,
if it
it
comes
was
out.
weird because I was excited for it before it came out. I played the demo and I got angry at it and I didn't want to play it anymore. But like I kept like just like I was like, there's gotta be something here. There's gotta be something here. Like the people that are actually talking about the game and not her butt, like are talking about how good it is, so I want to play it.
Yeah, I was seeing that too, and there were, few and far between, because that was the dominating
Oh
conversation.
my
But yeah.
God. I'm gonna be honest with you, some of the outfits in that game, like if I'm playing in those outfits, like because you can just change your outfit whenever you want once you've unlocked it. And like if I run around for like 10 minutes in that outfit, I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Like you run around in like your underwear and like that's okay. Like having a serious
Right.
conversation in your underwear, I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I and if if that's what you want, that's fine. But yeah, I'm not playing for that. I just that is cool that she has different outfits, and I do love the fact that all that stuff is just unlockable, not by paying for it, but by playing the game. The last one that I remember, well, that comes to mind, that was really like that was Bayonetta, had all those different weapons and stuff like the ice skates and all that stuff that you actually had to play the game to unlock, and it doesn't actually tell you all that stuff is there, but like it was all there, you couldn't pay for it. It was nice.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing because like they could have totally sold these outfits like DOA style and people would have paid for them.
Oh, definitely. They definitely.
I mean, and what's funny is like if you choose the like skin suit, like you lose your shield, so it makes the game harder.
Yeah, I
And
read that. Yeah.
yeah, like I have it, I'm like I will never wear this. Then like. They lock the really, really, really horny ones behind like some super long collect-a-thon missions. Like you collect pop cans. That's like the collectible. And if you collect all 49 of them, you basically get like lingerie. And I was like, these dudes out here grinding pop cans.
Oh, you know they are. You
Oh
know
yeah,
they are.
because it
That's
shows
so
it right
funny.
in the like once you unlock the gallery to see all the pop cans you've collected, like it shows you the ultimate reward. It's like, oh yeah, everybody's striving for that. Bunch of
Oh
weirdos.
man, right?
And those cans are
Oh man.
hitting well, dude. Like I think I've stumbled upon 17 out of the 50 in the 17 hours I've played.
Damn.
Now you do get some
Okay.
cool stuff before that. I think like the first like. Reward tier is like to unlock an extra, essentially like your flask. Like you get a flask that has like three charges.
Oh, so like extra health or
So like you
whatever.
can now get four charges, which I'm up to six or seven now. But that's not the only healing item. Like you literally have a healing wheel where you can use this one that like heals over time. You can use this one that you set down on the ground and it constantly heals you. You've got a burst heal and then you've got your flask. So, plenty of
Okay.
ways to heal yourself in this game. And also, you can
Okay.
buy what's called a pump, a WB pump, that will revive you upon death instantly. So, but you can only carry one at a time.
That, yeah, the other, I can't remember. I've played some other games that have that. This always calls something different, but the talisman or whatever.
Yeah.
I think Kingdom Hearts has that too, that like you can hold one and if you die, you'll come back.
Yeah,
That's cool. Yeah, I'm gonna mess with this demo. I'm gonna mess with this
it's
demo.
cool how it works because like all the items you buy are in what they call stock, and like when you set out on a mission, you like you've got three of this and you've got four of this, and like every time you rest, it refills from your stock. Then
Okay.
and then obviously you can buy more because there's a shop at every save point. So the only other thing I don't like about the game is the fast travel. You have to go to a phone to fast travel, which kind of sucks because a lot of times you'll be running from point A to point B and like there's no phone around. Now I do like when you finish a side mission, it's like, do you just want to go back to the person you were doing the side mission for? Like that's super helpful when
That's
like,
awesome.
yeah,
Yeah.
where it's like it immediately pops up. It's like, do you want to go back to the client? I was like, hell yeah, I want to go back to the client. I don't
Yep.
want
There's another game I played that does
run. Yeah.
that too, and I love that. But that's The Witcher 3 does that with the fast travel points. Like you have to do it at one of those like
The
posts or
signs.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and that always that's like the only thing I disliked about that game, because sometimes, like you said, you're in the middle of fucking nowhere. You're like, God dang it, and you gotta go all the way to a side before you can fast travel.
Yep, and this one it's a payphone.
It's funny.
But no, it's really good. Like I'm having a lot of fun with it. I don't know when I'll finish it. Like I have so many side missions that I can do. I kind of want to see that extra area because like all you have to do is do all the side missions for the named people. You don't have to do all of them. And I'm trying to
Okay.
figure out who I have left because I think I've done side missions for like every named character in the game. I must be missing something. So. But anyway, it's really good. The bosses are really cool to fight. So, and they're
That's
fucking
good.
they're like a mix of like Doom and Bayonetta, which is a weird combination, but
Yes, it is.
that's
Wow.
what it is.
Okay.
All right. I think that's I did get a code for that Endless Ocean Luminous, but I didn't even boot it. I didn't even boot up my Switch this weekend, so I will
Don't
check that
know.
out.
Oh, that's the one that was on 3DS or something,
Yeah,
I
I
think.
forget. It's like the underwater ocean game. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw some people on Twix playing. I guess it has multiplayer. I saw a whole bunch of players. If I had a screenshot, they were in something. I don't have any idea what you do. I guess it's just ocean
Yeah, I don't
exploration. But
know.
yeah.
I'll boot it up and see what it is. Like, I don't play my Switch a whole lot anymore. Like, Paper Mario, I'm kind of half interested in. But Luigi's Mansion, yeah, that one's mine. Ain't nobody reviewing that. That's my shit. I love me some Luigi's Mansion.
I am excited to play that one because I, like I said, my first one was the one that just came that came out on not just but came out on Switch, and I liked that way more than I thought I would. Like, so
Oh
yeah, I'm a
man.
fan of
Luigi's
Luigi's
Mansion
Mansion.
3 is so good on the Switch. So good. So I'm excited for Luigi's Mansion 2. And then after that, I'm like, what the fuck does Nintendo have? Like, what are we gonna play until the Switch 2 comes out?
Right.
But let's talk about what we're playing this week, because here's the new releases.
Segue.
Yeah. Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5. We've got Adam Wolf, whatever that is. Gift. Indica, which I saw a bunch of people talking about that on the Twitter this week. I don't know exactly what it is.
I did too.
The Prisoner of the Night, Corpo Nation, The Sorting Process, Crow Country, which is that PS1 survival horror inspired game.
Yeah.
Little Kitty Big City, which I know y'all are excited for.
Hell yeah.
It's on Game Pass, so I'll probably check it out, but I'm not chomping at the bit. Speaking of chomping, we got Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Battle Chomp Champs.
That game. I don't under it doesn't have any single player content. Like it's straight up just multiplayer.
It's like
Like I
Pac-Man 100, kinda. It's like a battle royale
basically
or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But like, so because there's one on Apple Arcade that actually is fun, which is more battle royale. So
Isn't that
you and
this? Or is this the Stadia
no,
one?
this is the one that was on Stadia because I
Okay.
thought this was the Apple Arcade one, and I was excited because I play that one and it's good. But it's yeah, this is the Stadia one. But like you like invade other people's mazes, and then people can invade your mazes or something. But like it's only multiplayer. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to die. Like, it's not going to live long. And they're charging like $30 for it or
Oh,
something. I'm like,
Jesus.
damn. Yeah. Crazy.
Rainbow Cotton Remaster, which that's a me jam. I love me some Rainbow Cotton. I'll talk about productivity's about to go down because Vampire Survivors Operation Guns is out this week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's time to get back into some Vampire Survivors. Hell yeah. I don't. I feel stupid when I play Vampire Survivors. So, like, every time they put out an update, they're like, check out all these new characters. Like, there's a Santa Claus character and shit. Like, how do you unlock more shit?
So I don't know, 'cause I actually stopped playing that game a while ago. Like, y'all are way deeper in than I am. But I do know that it's like stuff is all hidden in the level. Like, it's like in, the games of old. Like, you have to do different stuff. Like, that one, you have to kill like all the coffins or the bosses or whatever that surround environments. I can't remember. And then unlock the character. Like, it's all stuff like that, like that you
Yeah,
find in different
I
levels.
figured out that part, but like none of the levels that I have any more coffins. Like I've gotten all the coffins, and now it's like has this vague thing on the title screen. It's like do this, and I'm like, what is that?
Gotcha. Well, you have to Google it. You go out, look it up. Somebody done found it, I'm sure.
Oh no, I'm
But
sure
it's.
everybody's figured out. Like even like I've still never killed Death. Like every time Death comes out, like he just fucks me up, man.
This. So you haven't even run into Red Death yet.
No,
Oh,
I
man.
don't think so. Like, I still haven't killed
Oh,
that
man.
big rolling skull that goes back and forth. Like, I haven't killed that.
Oh, I've killed that. That, you unlock. I think you get somebody for doing that,
Like, I
I
can't
want to
kill it.
say.
Like, I just stood there and just, like, shot it for, like, 30 minutes, and then the fucking death comes out and kills me. Like, I think.
That game is wild. Like, I've seen people, I think Drew or somebody said that, literally get to a point where they're just standing still and the screen is just full of flashes and blips and they're just murdering everything. Like, nothing is even getting close to them and they have like a ridiculous amount of, like, it's crazy.
I can do
I'm like,
that, but then as soon as death comes out, it kills me if I'm not playing in like endless mode.
gotcha. Yeah, there's, I cannot remember how to kill Death, but there's, yeah, there's a way that you can kill him and keep playing. I don't remember how.
I played a bunch of the Among Us levels, and like you can get some cool ass weapons in that one.
Oh, I forgot they did a crossover with him. I might check that out. Wait, is this gun one? Is this the Contra
Yeah,
one?
this is the
Is this the Contra
Contra. This
crossover?
is Contra one. Yeah.
Okay, I might. Yeah, that's this week. Okay, I might check that out.
The Origin Blind Maid, whatever that is.
I have no idea.
Broadsword Warlord Edition.
Okay.
Guilty Gear Strive, Guilty Gear 25th Anniversary. Guilty Gear's 25 years old. Holy shit.
Damn.
Animal Well. And Imagine Earth. Those are your next gen games. Slow week for big games.
Yeah.
PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Yeah, there's nothing there. Midnight Remastered, whatever that is. Yeah, man, those systems are dying.
Yep. I.
Nintendo Switch. Oh lordy. Okay.
Here we go.
We got Corgi's Travel, Ninja Shuriken Master, Adventure Field Remake, Coconut Farm 3D, Girl Genius Adventures in Castle Heterodyne, okay.
Okay.
Skellithrone, The Chronicles of Ericona, King of Pyramid Thieves, The Knight of the Rabbit, and The Prisoner of the Night. Those are two different games, by the way.
Oh, I thought that was,
No,
the whole title.
nope, those two different games. 1000X Resist, Animal Well, Animals Drop, Battle Minesweeper Online, Chronicles of Magic Divided Kingdom. Does anybody even play these games? Like.
I'm so curious. Like, you, the list on Switch is always so ridiculously long, and I'm like, buying all this.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. I'm not even halfway through yet. Corpo Nation, The Sorting Process, Dark Fantasy Epic Jigsaw Puzzle, Egg Console, Wonders from Ease, PC8801, MK2SR, Gearhead Karting Simulator, Mechanic and Racing, Gift, The Mysterious Adventure of Michael 2,
Oh.
Oniko Kororin Game, Pummel Party, Summer Games Challenge, Hotel Hustle, Ken Duo 2 Frostbite, Mars Farming 2034, Qualia the Path of Promise. Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, I think that's it. Jesus.
So I don't know. Like, who is buying all this? Like, I don't
think anybody's buying it. I'm gonna be honest with you. People just drop shit on the Switch every week and hope it floats.
I think that's what happens. I really do.
All right, let's do the news. Boy, it's been a week.
Oh my goodness.
Xbox Games Showcase followed by Redacted. Most people are guessing it's Call of Duty Showcase.
Yeah.
Set for June 9th at 10 a.m., which is a Sunday, which is pretty normal.
Yep.
A lot of stuff to talk about here, like without a BlizzCon, did we talk about Diablo, Overwatch, World of Warcraft? Like, this will be the first time in 10 years Call of Duty has been on the Microsoft stage, which is crazy. There's a rumor of the Gears of War collection, but also coming to PS5, which caused, you know, Jim Cat to have a meltdown, which was, it's still going, and I'm still laughing.
Yeah, this dude is crazy. Like, man.
He is just, it's my entertainment.
Yeah, it's so funny, like, because he's still going.
Yeah, like, I don't interact with him, so I don't give him his engagement, but it feels like 100%, like, he's, okay, there's either two things happening. The man needs mental help, or he is just 100% grifting hard.
Yep.
Like, it's one of those two things, because he is not real. There's no way this is real, like, legitimately. No. So. Sources have told The Verge that it's indeed Call of Duty for the Redacted. Bethesda's Shattered Space is targeting September, which is the expansion for Starfield.
Oh, okay.
Which, that patch is out in like 10 days, where we finally might get 60 frames a second on Xbox consoles. Or, sorry, they did not say S, by the way.
Oh, so it's only on the X. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
It will also come with a 40 FPS mode as well. So.
Yeah, I read that. And that's, I was curious of trying that. Because I think, what's it called? Dragon's Dogma was supposed to have the same thing. So I was wondering how that felt to play as opposed to... Oh, you know what?
Just play it on Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah, actually, I didn't do that, but that's a good idea. I tried it on the Avatar game, the Blue People, because they put a patch out. I forgot about that. I installed that to try that out. And that actually was... It was okay. Like, I didn't feel... like I wasn't necessarily at 60, like it felt pretty fluid or whatever. So I, you know, but yeah, I actually will try it in Spider-Man. I forgot it had that too.
Yep. So this kind of lays out Microsoft's fall, which I'm going to be honest, is probably the best they've done in like 10 years. So we've got Shattered Space in September,
mm-hmm.
Call of Duty in October, Avowed and Flight Simulator in November, and Indiana Jones in December. That's a hell of a fall lineup.
Damn. Yeah. They ain't had nothing that solid in a while.
Yeah,
man.
That's a big ass year. So I mean, but again, the narrative is just going to be, when are these coming to PlayStation at this point? Because there's only been four games so far, and yet the doom and gloom is out there, and it's funny because honestly, who cares?
Right.
Like y'all are not thinking about this from a consumer perspective. You're thinking about this from a plastic box war perspective because. Like, what's the point of getting an Xbox? Oh, I don't know. These games are in fucking Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of those games. Let's just do a little quick math for the people who are a little slow out there. Call of Duty, $70. Shattered Space expansion, it's probably going to be $30, $40.
Yeah.
Avowed, $70.
$70, yeah.
So we're at almost $200 right now. Flight Sim, $70. Indiana Jones, $70. You're looking at over $300. Or you could buy Game Pass for 4 months for like less than $80.
Yep.
Which one am I going to do? I'm going to play them on Game Pass. And also, Hellblade is out in 15 days.
Oh. I forgot that that's
Yeah,
that. So you know what? Because
it's
I,
out in 15
man.
days.
All right. And that's on Game Pass too.
Yep, but that's only a 40. Is it a 40 or 50? I can't remember. I think it's 40.
I think it's 50.
Yeah,
I
because it's
thought it was
only
50.
it's like a they go they're like touting it as like a smaller game. New Xbox Game Pass games. This might be like the most disappointing drop I've ever seen in my life. Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, great game, but really, that thing's like $2 everywhere.
Yeah.
Kona 2, The Broom. Didn't even know there was a sequel to Kona, but okay. Little Kitty Big City. That's fine, but come on. And then I got excited because they said Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. I thought the new one, like the remastered one,
Oh, it's the
it's
original,
the
like the
original.
oh, wow.
So yeah, I don't. No. Four games and like two of them are like old ass game. Nah, dog, that ain't it. That's the worst Game Pass drop I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And I feel like they gave away that Tomb Raider game for Games with Gold at
They
some
did.
point.
They did.
Okay,
100%.
yeah, cause
And it's legitimately like, what did I see? It's now Play Anywhere, so I guess it's coming to PC, so maybe that's the push. I don't know.
Okay.
But still, like you can buy that game for like $2.99 most days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 'Cause I mean it's not a bad game. It's
Oh,
actually
it's
a
a
very
great
good
game.
game.
It's a great game,
But
yeah.
yeah, but wow.
I don't know. Details for the Starfield May update, which is coming on the 15th. More detailed surface maps. Okay. New difficulty options, new features for ship customers. You know what? I want to go back to this because I've read the new difficulty options allow you to like make yourself OP, so like you can just one-shot everything. And there's something about flying around a galaxy just murdering everybody that sounds fun.
Wow. Okay. So you're just going to be the ultimate bad guy. Got it.
Yeah, I'm just
Fine.
gonna murder everybody. I don't care.
You know what? I installed it thinking that that patch already dropped, and it hasn't. It just
No,
didn't show.
it's
It
the
ain't dropped.
15th.
Yeah. Because I was like, same ass game it was before. All right, go ahead.
New display modes, where you can prioritize performance slash visuals and 60 frames per second or 30 frames per second. VRR is definitely recommended. New ship customization and more dropping May 15th. I will definitely revisit this game. Whether or not I
I'm
play it
going
for
to.
more than 20 minutes, we'll see.
Yeah, because the space stuff is still pretty disappointing to
Yeah,
me.
but imagine if I could like make it to where my ship could just blow up anything in one shot. Let's go. Like I miss old cheat codes, man. Like just let me dominate. Like that
You know,
shit's
I do
fun.
too. It's a yeah, that it is. It's, yeah, that was what they do with Crackdown when they did that keys to the city thing
Oh
and like you
yeah.
could like spawn stuff in and do. Oh God, that was so much fun.
Exactly. Like and everybody's like, "Well, the disabled achievement." I don't give a fuck.
Right? Who cares?
This
Like.
achievements. What the fuck are we even talking about? Come on, man. Who cares about your virtual gamer score at this point? Like
There was a point when this when it first came out where I cared, and I now I absolutely do not. Like I'm just here to have fun. Like I said with that Fallout thing, I realized that I used a mod and it disabled achievements, and I was like, oh. But then I was like, oh wait, I don't care that that fucking gives me a thing that says I finished it. What the fuck? I'm trying to have fun. Like yeah,
Man,
it's clout. It's just clout now.
I got fucking. You want to hear like the worst insult ever? I got called out in Overwatch because like we were playing and like I guess somebody was looking at my profile while we were playing and they're like 500,000
God.
gamer score is kind of lame. I was like, what? Huh? What? Why are you looking at my gamer score? Like.
Right. That's kind of lame. They do that on Twix. Like they post people's like pictures of their completed games and stuff like that. And I'm like, the fuck? Why are we digging? Y'all doing too much. You're doing too much.
Like, who cares what your virtual e-peen is? Like, I don't.
Right.
Like, yeah, I was like
Oh.
you. I cared, like, when it first came out. I was like, man, I got 1,000 point everything. Now I'm like, motherfucker, I don't care.
Yep.
Achievement
I'm like,
pops up, like the rare achievement pops up when I'm playing, like, a review game and it, like, kind of freaks me out. I'm like, oh shit, that's a different noise.
Yep, me too. 'Cause that little diamond, like, oh, what? Oh,
Ka-da-wah!
That's right. Oh, look, 0%. I must be the first one to get this
It's like nobody's
achievement.
playing the Xbox version, you can tell.
Right.
Todd Howard did an interview on Kind of Funny where he said he has no plans to retire. There are currently five teams at Bethesda Game Studios. This is where he announced the expansion for Starfield coming in fall 2024, also with the PS5 version. Watch, it's coming. And then this is where he talked about the new update with the city maps, the shipbuilding, and the display modes. PlayStation News, Returnal, like tw the Housemarque tweeted out like tomorrow earlier in the week, and they were hyping
I saw
everybody up.
that.
It was an 88-page graphic novel for the third anniversary of the game. It's out on October 22nd.
Okay. I mean, that's cool, but wow, I thought it was going to be, I would not have guessed a graphic novel. Huh.
Yeah, like
All right.
you don't hype that. Like don't hype that. Like it's been 3 years
Right.
since your game. Like people kind of expected a new game or an expansion to Returnal. Don't hype a book or a game. I'm just saying. Like it's cool, but like don't do that.
Right.
Your free games for May for PlayStation Essentials are FC 24, which is football club, soccer. Ghost Runner 2, Tunic, which is an awesome game, and Destiny 2 Lightfall again, I think.
Have to say, I didn't they just get that not too long ago?
I think that was like last month, so yeah.
Oh wait, they own them now though. So that okay,
But
they're probably
they owned
Destiny's.
them the last time they gave it away.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Then what the hell? All right, whatever.
I don't know. Also,
I ain't.
you want to know what another what the hell? Horizon Zero Dawn is leaving the PlayStation Plus catalog on May 21st.
It's. But they own it.
Yeah,
What?
like why? What? Why?
Okay.
It's your game, and like people are saying it's because there's a rumor of a remaster. I'm like, so?
Yeah. What the. That. Okay. Wow.
I don't. I
I don't
don't.
get it.
This isn't the first time because they took The Last of Us off, I thought, and God of War at some point. It's like, why? Right, the last piece of Sony news. I mean, it has been the flavor of the week, but by June 4th, you will need to link your PlayStation Network account and Steam account to play Helldivers 2 on PC, and boy, people took this well.
Yeah, everybody had a really calm and measured response to it, and I really was surprised by that. So that was really,
So this has
we of course
caused,
are lying.
yes, this has caused all kinds of problems, and like I'm of two minds of this. Like they said it when the game launched that this was going to have to happen, but also at the same time, you can't force people to sign up for a PSN account in countries where that does not exist.
Right.
You also should not be able to refund a game after 200 hours of playing.
Right. Like it ain't gonna post it bragging about, like that is
200
wild.
hours, and my man got a refund. I'm like, did you not get your money's worth?
Yeah, like nah, man. It didn't give me 300. If it gave me 300 hours, then I would have felt like that $40 was worth.
Like, holy shit, man. And now, like, the game has been delisted in like 170 countries.
It's in the countries that don't have
PSN, yeah.
PSN. Yeah. So yeah. This has just been crazy. And I'm where you are. I'm of two minds as well. Like it sucks for the people that bought this and now can't play it. So, since this is, all come out, they've since been given refunds, like the guy who got lucky with his 200-hour refund. I saw another guy on Twix that had like 93 hours that got a refund. Like they just refunded whoever now. But it does suck for those people that bought it. But the fact that this was always planned. And it's always been on the Steam page. Like, I get that in this day and age, we don't read everything, and hell, I'm guilty of it too. But they weren't necessarily trying to hide this, and it wasn't. I guess it has blindsided some people, but it wasn't hidden. Like it was there that it was supposed to, always be there. But they had to stop it because of the initial onset and popularity of the game. So they was trying to fix the bugs and get the servers under control. So that was just one more hurdle. So they're like, we would just wait on it. So I don't know. I good on them for refunding people that can't play it because they can't, connect the PSN account. But also, I just feel like maybe Sony, especially since this game went gangbusters and became more popular than they even had imagined, surely there's something that they can do to ease this requirement or something. Because if you look at the and I'm gonna put this in the in our chat. If you look at the rating on Steam now, it's overwhelmingly negative. And now all reviews are mixed. And this was a game that was like overwhelmingly positive, and like it had a hugely positive review on Steam. And now it's just been like destroyed. And it may not be able to recover from this. And that's Sony's fault. Because it's not this studio, Arrowhead Game, that's making, this decision. That's PlayStation.
Yeah, the developers have been out there and very vocal about like, hey, this wasn't our choice. And I feel bad for them because like this was their lightning in a bottle. Like they nailed this shit. This shit has been the talk of the town, and for it to now, I feel bad for them, but also if you went out there and made a negative review and requested your money back for 200 hours, you're a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
At 100%, you are like, bruh.
Grow the fuck up. You're an adult. You spent $40. You played for hundreds of hours, and it's always said that this was going to be a thing that you had to do. And if you live in a country where you have to create a PSN account, and I get it, Sony's not the best about, protecting your data. But then at this age, who the fuck is?
Exactly.
Like,
Exactly.
if you sign up for anything, you can sign up for a PSN account. If you're one of those weirdos that like, I'm not signing up for anything, okay, I get it. Like, you don't want your data out there, okay. Like,
That's your choice,
good luck
right?
with that, in my opinion, but like,
Yeah.
I get it. But if you got an Xbox account, a Microsoft account, a Netflix account, an AT&T account, or some other account, motherfucker, just take the 2 minutes to make the PSN account and shut the fuck up. Like, it's free. It takes like 2 minutes.
I mean, I don't even like there's you are so right. Like, I can't,
I don't even
like,
know what to say at this
100%.
point. Like, it's just like, who cares? Like,
Yeah, like I don't know. I think that this was, I mean, I do know this was blown way out of proportion by people who are unaffected by it. Yes, it sucks for all those people that purchased it or whatever else, and let's be honest here. I think that all this stuff went out before they had a chance to damage control it and really see the impact of it. But they would have always given these people their money back. I think refunds would have always been on the table. But what they should have done is the game probably should have never ever been sold on Steam in those countries where they couldn't make a PSN account, because that was always supposed to be the requirement. So
yeah,
I don't.
how do you not see that? Like, how do you not
Right.
foresee,
Like,
like, what's a good example? Like, Ukraine doesn't allow PSN counts, right? Is that one of the countries?
I think it might be, actually. I
Like,
think it
why would
is.
you ever put that in the wording on the page? Like, that's illegal, like, at that point.
Right. Exactly. Like, so that was an oversight, from jump. So somebody need to be looking at the guy that okayed that. Because that's really what caused, or the cause of this whole issue now. Because you don't let them people play for so long, and now you're saying, oh, psych, we gotta take it back because you can't do this. Well, now you just need to erase that. Just stop the PSN account, because obviously it worked without it. I mean, they're not doing cross play.
Not
I
even
know they
cross
got.
progression.
Or cross progression, that's what it is, because
Yeah,
it's only
yeah.
on PlayStation. They're not doing cross progression, so it's not necessary for real. Like, I don't, outside of you just wanting to have the play, the Steam people's data so you can sell them Sony products, which is really all this is, I'm sure. Like, you don't need it. They don't need to make an account to play it because they've been doing it so long. It just, I don't know. If Sony wants an easy PR win, they'd be like, ha, our bad, guys. fuck it, you can just play this game. Don't worry about PSN. We're going to put it back on the thing. And they'll be back to, you know, being the saviors again. And that's it. That's all I got to do.
Yeah, it's an easy win. I cannot imagine the amount of money that this is going to cost them.
Brother. Like, it's like if you look at this review thing on here, so the 221,106 negative or reviews that they have here from recently, overwhelmingly negative. 16% of that 200,000 are positive. Christ on fire. Like, what the heck? Like, how do they recover from this?
I don't know. I know the game is still, people are still playing it.
They are.
It's just,
and the game is fun. It's so fucked up because this was the one that everybody was rallying around. Like, oh my god, this is the greatest example of a live service game. They were doing everything right.
Like, this brought the console warriors together. Like, they wanted to put it on Xbox so they could have
bring
more people.
Xbox. Yes, we need more Helldivers. Like, it was the unifying game.
How you go?
And
how
one
you go,
fell swoop.
How you go fuck up like the peace treaty? Like, how?
Crazy. Oh.
This is why we can't have nice things in video games.
100%. 100%. I hope they make this right, though. Right? I mean, more than just giving the money back. Like, really, just relax the requirement. You've already been playing it. Like, just let them go. Like, and then just put that in the future. Like, make sure that that's front and center on whatever else is going to work. Just use it as a learning opportunity. Yup, we messed up on this one, but y'all got it. So we're going to let this keep going. But going forward, I mean, it's an easy PR win.
They
so
got to say something this week. They have to say something this week.
Sure.
All right. Nintendo news. The ESRB has rated Nintendo World Championships NES edition for Nintendo Switch.
Hey. So, I saw y'all talking about this. This is the one that was the cartridge, right?
Yeah,
that
was it was the Mario, Rad Racer, and Tetris.
Okay. So, it's just going to be a collection of minigames?
Yeah, it's like a NES remix from the Wii and the DS, I think. Or maybe it was the Wii U and the DS. I don't remember exactly.
Huh. Okay.
So, that sounds cool, but, like, why call it Nintendo World Championships? It's just weird.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, unless they, because I think I saw Anthony say this, maybe you did. Somebody did. Maybe they're bringing them back. Maybe,
dude.
Since COVID is over, or you know, kind of relaxed. It's not really over, but you know, it's under control.
Like, what are you gonna play? Like, what are you gonna play? Some Splatoon and then some fucking Smash Brothers and then the Mario Kart track.
Probably yes. That is. Is that, you know what? Actually, I could probably, I may enter because I'm pretty good at all that. Like, I'm pretty good at Splatoon. Let's go.
I mean, I ain't gonna say nothing. All right, we're moving on. Peggy has also rated Hi-Fi Rush for the Nintendo Switch in Europe. Oof,
I don't know about that game on Switch.
Yeah, like if it ain't 60, I don't know what we're doing here. Like,
yeah, like, oh man,
that game has to be 60.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they could downgrade the graphics or something.
I mean, dude,
right, the resolution,
like, could you even make out the characters if you had to run that game?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, man, it's gonna be basically fucking a PlayStation game at that point. Like, PlayStation 1,
some fucking,
like, I don't know,
some N64 240 resolution here,
right? Oh man.
They announced a new Batman Arkham game. Get excited. It's only VR and it's only on Quest 3.
And that gut punch, yeah, because I saw that, and I saw that because I think I posted it in the thing, and I didn't actually watch it. I just saw, I was like, oh shit, and I put it in there, and then I think you were like, hey, it's on VR, and I was like, well, well, crap. I was hyped for a second.
Yep. What else we got here? They're making a Jackbox Naughty Pack.
I saw that, and I, wow,
like, I,
okay.
Sure. Just,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, what else we got here? Star Wars Hunters finally gets a release date, June 4th on mobile and Switch.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty solid game. I've played it for years now, which is funny to see, or at least for me, to see that it's about to come out when it's literally been in like soft launch in some other countries for years. But it's pretty solid, and it's come a long way too. But it's pretty solid even on mobile. Like I played it on Switch too, but yeah, it's. I hope they bring it to more consoles. Like it needs to be on more systems. But it's yeah, definitely keep your eye on that one if you're a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, a bunch of indie announcements happened this week because Microsoft had an ID at Xbox showcase that everybody forgot about. That was one of them. We also got Hangry. Dungeons of Hinterberg got a release date of July 18th, coming to Game Pass. All You Need Is Help also coming to Game Pass this fall. Humanity is coming to Xbox, coming to Game Pass. It's already everywhere else. Except for Switch. It's not on Switch, apparently.
It's
Okay.
not on Switch, yeah.
What else we got here? I'm just scrolling through these. Akuma is coming to Street Fighter 6 on May 22nd.
Finally.
Tekken 8 Season 1 trailer. Lydia is the second Season 1 fighter and is launching this summer. Is there already a first character out?
Yeah, Eddie Gordo.
Have I not just booted that up since he came out or something? I don't.
You may not have. Yeah, I think he came out a couple weeks ago, I think.
Okay, maybe I have to boot that back. I love that game. That game is great. I just haven't gone back to it. Which is funny because I always check in on the Mortal Kombat character and like I didn't even like that game as much, so I don't know, it's weird. Marco Rodriguez is joining Fatal Fury Call of the Wolves roster. I'm not familiar with Fatal Fury, so I don't know who that is.
I'm not either. Yeah.
Hypercharge Unboxed is finally coming to Xbox on May 31st.
Not on Game Pass though. They
Nope.
didn't get that Game
They
Pass
didn't get that
deal.
Game Pass cheddar. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Breaking Bad, a rewatch.
Nice. I need to watch that. Rewatch that. That show's so good.
Earth Defense Force 6 got a release date July 25th in the West. It's only on
I
PlayStation
want to
and
play that.
PC.
Yeah, I was telling Anthony because he was like, "Yeah, I'm probably gonna get that." I was like, "Yeah, I may," because I have never actually played an Earth Defense Force game,
Oh
but
man, you're missing out.
I play Helldivers. Yeah, that's what I've heard. But I like Helldivers, and it looks like a more kind of cartoony, over the top version of Helldivers. So yeah, I actually am gonna pick up this new one.
You shoot lots of ants.
That's what I've seen, and they're fucking gigantic. Like those
Yes.
ants are huge.
X Defiant finally got a release date of May 21st.
Which is awesome because that is good too. If you like Overwatch, Call of Duty shooters,
Don't
you
put
won't
those
like
two in
it.
the same sentence.
I listen, but it is because it has the ability, like it's a hero shooter with the speed and different like weapon stuff of Call of Duty.
Oh,
Like
so it's
that's what it
Lawbreakers.
has. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's use that. Let's use that comparison there.
I you idiot. Yeah, listen, I liked Lawbreakers. The only reason I think Lawbreakers failed is because for whatever reason, Cliffy B was like, "Yeah, we're just gonna put this on PlayStation." What the fuck? Your fan base was on Xbox. Like it should have been on every system, and I think
And then he
Lawbreakers would have
made
made.
that bicycle riding battle
Yeah,
royale.
Radical Heights. Radical Heights. Yeah, I played that too. It's not wasn't that great. Wasn't that
Radical
great?
Heights
Lawbreakers was way
always
better.
Radical Heights always reminds me of Radical Rex. I can't help it. It's in there.
Nice.
Helldivers is getting a premium war bond Polar Patriots on May 9th. Might want to say something before that comes out. Just saying.
I mean, right, Lord.
Hasbro has invested $1 billion in their internal game development. They have four AAA studios: Atomic Arcade, which is working on a Snake Eyes G.I. Joe game; Invoke Studios, which is working on a D&D game; Archetype, which is working on Exodus, which is a new IP; and Skeleton Key, which is working on, quote, a spooky game.
A spooky game.
Spooky
Okay.
game.
Well, that D&D game better be starring the Drizzle. That's all I know.
Who is the
Probably
Drizzle?
won't. I don't know. Might be you. We don't know.
Behavior Interactive, which the only reason I'm reading this story is because in quotes they're talking about the publisher of Tell me, stop me if you haven't heard this name in a long time. The publishers of Naughty Bear will
What?
publish Blight Survival.
Naughty Bear?
You don't remember Naughty Bear? Oh my god.
Yeah, I love that game. That game was all, it was a 360, I think.
Yeah, it was on
Yeah.
360.
I mean it was funny. I
I'm gonna
remember
pull
Naughty
out.
Bear.
I'm like that takes me back to the era of like really weird 360 games, and I'm gonna pull one out. And I wonder if you're gonna remember this game. It was called Hail to the Chimp. It was a
I don't
political simulator with a monkey.
I remember the cover. I never played it.
It's
I do remember the cover.
awful.
It's I remember
Hail to the
wow.
Chimp.
I'm gonna have to look it up. Okay.
Koei Tecmo says Rise of the Ronin sales have surpassed the Neo series. Say what?
That is surprising to me, but okay.
Wow.
Good for them.
They established a new organization called AAA Studio, that's original, to launch new major titles and boost AAA development. AAA Studio is already working on a new project. Well, I wish AAA Studio all the best.
Indeed.
Seems like Square Enix has canceled multiple projects as part of CEO Takeshi Kiryu's plan to streamline development and being more selective when it comes to future projects. The loss of this is around $140 million. Square Enix
Jesus.
just like bleeds money.
Any more? That, yeah.
I
I
wonder how
mean,
they got
I.
in this predicament. I wonder.
Yeah, I mean, if only that, all those Final Fantasies could have came out on, I don't know, all the systems, but
Yeah, a P
hey.
PC version of Final Fantasy
Yeah.
Rebirth,
I
16,
mean,
Xbox versions. Like, I guess so here's the thing. I get very tired of hearing, like, oh, the Xbox version's only 5%. Motherfucker, that's 5%. That's
exactly.
more money.
Yep.
Like,
Yep. Like I don't understand.
if you go offer me 5% more money, I'm gonna take it.
Every time. More money. Like yeah, five,
Yeah,
yep.
more money.
Yep. Like I don't understand.
People, man. Like, oh, Xbox only accounts for 5 to 10% of the total sales of a game. So, if you add the Xbox and the PC versions, like, that's probably like 20% more money. That's a lot
Which
of
will
money.
probably fund that game that you want from Square Enix that, they haven't made yet. If only they would release that, make that extra capital.
I mean, you could also not really shit like Foam Stars. That helps.
That would help, because that game is not 100% not it. Like,
I
I
know.
think they're on like season three or,
It's probably
yeah.
because like, they have to be like.
I think it is because it's. I tried to play so because I played it when I first got that PlayStation 5 because I had realized I still had PlayStation Plus, and I got in matches fine. The next season had launched. It was like a month later or whatever, and I was in the lobby for like 10 minutes waiting for a thing because I was doing something else and never found a match and I turned it off and uninstalled it. Like I don't. Yeah, I think it's definitely because they have to. Like nobody's playing that game.
I don't understand. Like, look at the blueprint from Sega. Look at the blueprint from Capcom. They're just putting everything everywhere and they're posting like record numbers.
Yep.
Like, these exclusive deals are not working for you, Square. You should probably stop doing them.
I think they realize that now, hopefully. Like the fact that they having to go back, like, well, we have to axe a bunch of stuff now, because yeah, I think maybe they realize that. And that's
God, I
not to
hope
say we
so.
probably will get ports of, Final Fantasy 16 and the other ones because they, already signed an agreement with Square, but
I
going forward
think,
or Sony.
yeah, I think Final Fantasy VII isn't coming until way after the third one comes out. That's just my
Yeah.
opinion. And by then,
I
Xbox may
think
be
you're right.
dead, so who knows?
Right. Yeah, I think it'll end up on other systems like as a whole like collection.
Yeah,
Like it'll
Switch
be
2
like
will
all together.
definitely get Final Fantasy VII. Complete is what they'll probably call it, or some, or recomplete.
Oh God, that's pro it's gonna be called Recomplete. Ah, that sounds like a Kingdom Hearts title too.
Exactly. It'll
Like
be
they
the
totally
little
love that title.
RE with a colon and then complete.
Yep.
Yeah, that's 100%. That's what it's gonna be.
Oh God.
Walmart is testing a Roblox feature which lets players buy physical stuff in game.
That's
Remember
kind of cool.
ordering pizzas on Xbox 360 from Pizza Hut?
I do remember that being a thing. Wow.
Yep. Now
Huh,
you're gonna
okay.
buy a you're gonna buy a pair of jeans
Some toilet
Roblox.
paper.
Damn, I need
Roblox.
some toilet paper. Let me boot up Roblox.
Hold on. Yeah. I was like going to store. Let me get a Roblox real quick.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Data miners have found hints for new Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 Warzone crossover. You will never guess these three. Ever in your entire life, you will never guess these three.
Okay, I'm so curious. Oh my God.
The first one's Fallout, which, okay, that makes sense. Microsoft owns
Okay.
both companies, okay.
Yep. Yeah, and it falls hot right now, so that I can see
The next one is Gundam?
it. Okay. The fuck?
Yeah. Oh, that's not even the best one. I'll save the best one for last. The
Star Trek.
Crow. The Crow.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there is a new movie coming out, so I guess, but
Yep. Call of Duty need to stop. They doing the most now. I saw there's Cheech and Chong is in that game. Like
yep.
they did something like they're doing a lot
Isn't
now.
the execution for Cheech and Chong like he kills you and he smokes a blunt or something?
That's what actually I'm not sure. I didn't see theirs. That's what Snoop's was on the because I had that one, the World War II game. His execution was he kills you and then he takes a drag off the blunt. But yeah, it Call of Duty's doing a lot. Gundam?
Gundam and the Crow.
Gundam is weird. Like
I
how do
mean,
you put robots in, like I don't understand.
maybe they're robots in disguise.
Don't give them ideas. Transformers will be the next
I'm surprised it
crossover.
hasn't happened yet, 'cause didn't
Actually, I am too.
Transformers had a world of warships, or
They did.
world of tanks maybe.
World of Tanks, I think, yeah, it was one of the not too long ago too.
Yeah.
They did. Yep.
Why not? THQ Nordic has announced their showcase once again way too far in advance. It's August 2nd at 12 p.m. Ain't nobody gonna remember that.
It's May. Like what?
Yeah, and May just started. What are you doing?
Right. What in the world?
How Long to Beat has made their own game called How Long to Beat the Game. Basically, you just guess how long it takes to beat a specific game, and the closer you are, the more points you get.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. I'm not gonna
It actually is. That I'm yeah, all right.
lie. Hidetaka Miyazaki says Shadow of the Erd Tree. I can't say that without saying Erd Tree. Will be Elden Ring's one and only DLC, but From Software isn't ruling out a full sequel. Well, duh,
Okay.
that game sold fucking gangbusters.
Right. Right. And it's funny too, because every time I see the name of that's what I hear. Erd Tree. Like I hear you
You hear
saying that
Tyler
every
Perry
time.
saying, it's Erd Tree. Shadow the
Erd
Erd
Tree.
Tree.
Every single time.
Sorry. Level 5 CEO says in an interview with Suda that one day he would love to make violent and erotic games.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is the guys that make like Professor Layton and
Yeah.
Dark
The really like
Clouds.
light-hearted stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Ni No Kuni, but let's make some porn. What's up?
Wow. Okay. Dark and erotic.
Yes,
Man, they gonna make 50 Shades of Grey, the game.
he says, if I were to put in extreme terms, I would go as far as to say that I want to make things like erotic games and 18 plus games with violence.
Bruh. Why that's so Honey, what is it?
Kyokin
Oh.
Interactive is laying off its entire team. I think that's the Mars Deliver Us from Mars team, or what? I can't remember.
Oh, look, it just had something come out too.
Paladin Studios, Amazing Katamari Damacy, Cut the Rope Remastered is shutting down after 19 years. Take Two is shutting down Roll 7 and Intercept Games. Roll 7 made Rollerdrome and Olly Olly, where Intercept Games was working on Kerbal Space Program 2.
Oh, is that getting canceled then? I thought that was in
The
early
team that
access.
made the original Kerbal Space Program was already let go. This was a new team working on the sequel, and apparently they've been let go too.
Damn. Man.
Sources have also said to GI Biz that Take Two has let the majority of their private division teams in Seattle, New York, Las Vegas, and Munich go. So.
It's a turbulent time in the game industry, man.
And CEOs just keep getting paid, son.
Right. Like,
Amazon's Fallout TV series is already the second most watched show on Amazon Prime, with over 65 million viewers 16 days after launch.
not surprised. The show
Yep.
is good.
Another Crab's Treasure sold 150,000 units across all platforms. You know, I don't think I like that game very much.
I uninstalled it. I tried to go back and play it. Like I beat the boss. Did you? I don't know how far you got.
I beat that first, the general boss, and then I got
The
the
general, yeah.
grappling hook, and then I kind of fell off after that.
Okay, yeah. Shortly after I got the grappling hook is where I stopped, 'cause you can't use that grappling hook in battle, and it's I don't know. The combat in that game is
Don't feel
it's
great.
it doesn't. It doesn't, and it's sad too because I love the main character
Oh, I love the
and
story
like the
and like
comedy and stuff.
the
Yeah,
world, yeah.
it's really fun, but the combat.
I just wasn't having fun playing it, so.
Yep.
And then a couple other sales numbers. Manor Lords already sold 1 million copies, and Berserk Boy sold over 10,000 copies combined between Switch and PC, which is sad. It's a great game.
Nice. Nice.
That's not nice. 10,000? That's
Oh, I
ugh.
meant for Manor Lords.
Oh,
Ten, I
Manor
mean,
Lords, yeah,
I know.
that's.
Yeah, I mean, the 10,000 is not no, but that's the one that's like Mega Man or whatever,
Yeah,
right?
it's,
That's
I
the one that Kyle
reviewed
was talking about.
that game was
Yeah.
good, so like it's really depressing that it only sold 10,000 copies.
That's why you don't have a new Mega Man. I mean, I guess people just ain't about the little robots a little more. Well, they don't. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's any other news that's come out since this list was made. I mean, we talked about the Helldivers being delisted. There was a story today that Vicarious Visions pitched a Tony Hawk's 3 and 4, but they were declined because Activision wanted them to be a Call of Duty studio. But there was also a rumor that Vicarious Visions in the mid 2010s was working on a new 3D open world Donkey Kong game.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Huh.
Also, Sony announced a bid for Paramount this week, but that's the movie section.
I saw that, but I also saw a couple day, like a day or so after that, they don't think that's going to go through. There was somebody else that had put a bid in, as well, and it fell through. And they think that the one that Sony and another investor, I don't remember the name of the company, because they were doing like a cash bid of however billion. They don't think that that's going to go through either, and Paramount's just going to go it alone for now and still look for proper. I don't know. I only care about Star Trek. I just wherever I just you know I'm just here for Star Trek for real.
Rumor that Lords of the Fallen, the most anticipated game you've been waiting for your whole life, is coming to Xbox Game Pass at the end of May.
Fucking G off. Oh
Had to throw that
God.
in there just for you.
I figured.
You've been waiting on this one for a while, guys. One of the most
I
anticipated
oh.
sequels of all time.
I hate him so much because I damn sure sat on the edge of my. I was like, "Oh shit, it's about to be something." And I'm like, "Wait, I wasn't waiting. No, what in the world is this?" Like, yeah, fucking G off. Anyway.
All right. I got one tweet and one email, at least one email. Jeremy says, "Hey guys, I'm still full steam ahead on Dragon's Dogma 2, exploring every nook and cranny I can find now. I maxed out the fighter vocation, and for me, it's one of the hardest classes to play. Magic flashing everywhere and swinging and missing a bunch. Woof." Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'll ever go back to that game. I liked
Really?
it. I just don't know if I loved it, I think was my problem. Oh, we got two emails. All right, we're going to start with this one because I had fun with this conversation last week. This comes from Daryl, who questioned me about Game Pass last week. What's up?
Oh, I heard. Yeah, I heard the show.
He says, "Hello, wonderful podcasters. Daryl here again. I must eat some crow and apologize to Ken. Sorry, Ken. I was mistaken about stating the Game Pass Core got games each month, which rendered my beef with you irrelevant. Just to backtrack a second, I didn't intend last week's email to be a Game Pass commercial. Not at all. In fact, I have a PS5, Switch, three of them, Steam Deck, Xbox Series X, and even a Playdate. I have over 35 systems, which I bought when they all came out, so I am platform agnostic. Good, that's the way to be.
Indeed.
But didn't seem that way. If the core isn't getting regular games, then it is paltry and pretty much a joke." Anyway,
Yep.
just wanted to apologize, let you all know that you did a great job. Every one of you has a fresh take. Anthony, don't be so hard on yourself. I think your reviews and input are great. Wombat is always very insightful, as is Terrence. Jay needs to come on more, and that English guy needs to show up more. Where is he? Oh, he took a sabbatical. He's just enjoying life. And
There ain't nothing wrong with
he says Ken is okay too. I told you, man. Nobody likes me. That's fine. I don't care.
He's just here. He's just here too.
I'm
It's
just
fine.
here. Hey, I want you all to know, listening to this, there wouldn't be a show without me, so.
I
Oh shit, no, I'm just kidding. He says, "I'm playing Ayuden Chronicles, Dragon's Dogma 2, Fallout 4, Phantom Fury, and starting Jedi Survivor, liking it. Have a good Sunday." From Daryl.
I need to go back to Jedi Survivor. Actually, I reinstalled it because I had to uninstall it for something because that game is fucking huge. It's 134 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The second email comes from Kurt, and it's entitled Squirrel Noses.
Okay.
Dude, I'm reading this email. It's two sentences. I don't know where the squirrel noses comes from.
All right.
He says, "Now that Jay has informed Ken on the proper pronunciation of Chocobo, haha, I did it anyway. I hope we can all move on from this painful topic once and for all." Never, never. I am always going to mispronounce it just to troll at this point. So. P.S. The Core has to be one of the worst movies ever made.
Did I see the core?
That's the random. Is the Core one of those they made like when the apocalyptic movies were the rage?
Yeah, I think I can see the cover or the
Like who
poster
is
for it.
in the, I gotta look it up now. Who was in the Core? Let's see. IMDb is the greatest place on earth.
It definitely is.
2003, holy shit, it had Aaron Eckhart in it. What?
Wow.
And Hilary Swank and everybody's favorite character actor, Delroy Lindo. God damn.
Yes. Okay, I did see the core. Yep. All right. Yeah, it's not. No, it's not good.
Yeah. Boy, this got some great character. Bruce Greenwood is in it.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. It had a decent cast. It's not a good movie. But yeah, that was when everybody was doing those
The only
apocalyptic
way is
movies.
the tagline for the movie. The only way out is in. The only way to save the Earth from catastrophe is to drill down to the core and set it spinning again. What? Who directed
Yeah,
this
man.
movie? John Amiel. What else did he direct?
Probably nothing. That was probably
Entrapment?
it. Entrapment. I like Entrapment with
Yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Mr.
yeah,
Sean
Sean
Connery.
Connery.
Sean
Yeah, I
Connery.
like that movie.
He also directed Copycat and Tune In Tomorrow, which I don't know either one of those.
I don't either. Copycat, I think, is Gerard Butler, maybe?
Copycat
It
is Gerard.
sounds familiar.
Let's take a look. Sigourney Weaver and Holly Hunter.
Okay, so no. Wow. Okay, yeah, that's not the one I was thinking of. All right.
Harry Connick
I have no idea
Jr.
what
is
that is.
also in it. Holy shit.
All right.
There's a lot of movies I have not seen.
Same.
Which is crazy because I love movies. I just, I don't
You
know.
know what? I was, because I was sitting out here with my. It's funny too how the end of the show we always end up talking about movies. Phantasm. I've never seen that, and we were on Peacock with my wife, and I saw they have like a remaster or whatever on there from Bad Robot or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna watch this because I've always heard that this movie is good, but I've never actually
That's
watched
the
it.
one with the spinny ball, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
the tall man or something like
I
that.
think I've
Like
seen
I
it
watched the
like
trailer for it.
one time and like it didn't like that and the what is the Hellraiser movies, those never really hit me.
Those I love. Well, up until the fourth one. Beyond that, fuck those movies. But
Did you watch the new
yeah.
one?
No.
It
And I
was
will not.
like a Hulu exclusive or something, wasn't it?
Oh, wait. Okay, no, I thought you meant yeah, no,
That
that one
had
I do want to see.
the female
Yes.
Hellraiser. Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. Okay.
Yep, that was and I heard that was actually it was pretty good. I do want to see that. And I think Clive Barker had some involvement. That's why I want to see it. But the later ones he didn't have involvement and I don't care. Like, no. But those movies I actually do like those. But yeah, Phantasm I heard was good, so I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, I don't
A
know that
lot of stuff
I've.
on Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock's got a lot of horror movies, like
It does.
Oh, I was on there the other day looking at something like, don't they have some of the Chucky? Like, the Chucky movies are weird because, like, that first one is not associated with all the rest, which is weird.
It definitely is. Like they start them with Chucky 2 for whatever reason. I don't know why the first one is not or it wasn't even Chucky, it was a Child's Play.
Child's
Child's Play
Play is
2.
what it was
That's what it's
originally
called.
called. Yeah. And then they stopped calling it Child's Play and started calling it Chucky.
And they do have some of those movies on there. And I think that's because the show is on there too, which you should give that another try. That show is really good. I like that. If you
Yeah.
like Chucky. If you
I
like the
love
character of
Chucky. Like
Chucky, that show's good.
I'm a big fan of the Chuckster.
Dude is great. Like, man, when Brad Dourif stops voicing him, I don't know if I'm going to care as much because he,
Well, Mark Hamill
man.
did him in the reboot.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wait, did I see that? The
It's
one where.
the one with what's her name from Parks and Rec, Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, okay. Because he was like a machine. It wasn't a,
It wasn't a toy, it was like
Yeah,
like
a
a
robot or something like
robot,
that. Like, yeah. I did see that. Okay, yeah, that wasn't bad. Mark Hamill did a good. Yeah, he did good.
yeah, like but I'm with you, like Brad Dourif is like the is Chucky to me,
Oh yes, yeah, for sure.
so yeah, I know I grew up watching those movies, and I love those movies. They got weird,
They definitely got weird. Like,
but
then Tiffany got introduced. Then they had a
The
baby, which is weird.
baby movie is his son is weird.
Yes, and
Like,
they talk about because like the show like it takes place in the same continuity of the movie, so like his son gets brought up in the show, like he's talking to the dude, I can't think of the kid, the main character's name, about his son and how he's a disappointment and stuff to him and stuff like it's yeah, the show, if you like Chucky, the show is really
watched the
good.
first season and I was impressed they got Andy back.
Yeah, he comes
Like,
back for the second season too, actually.
and fucking the fact that fucking Devon Sawa is the dad, like playing twins, like that is so weird. Like, Devon Sawa is a great actor. Like, Idle Hands and fucking Final Destination are some of my jams.
Yeah, I like him. I definitely, yeah. I think I might he might be one of the ones I follow on Twix too, because he actually is pretty funny. He's pretty chill. Like I think I would like him like as a person. Like it's just some of those like pretentious actors and shit that's like
Yeah,
yeah, I like them.
like yeah, you don't have to be pretentious. Your movie sucked.
Right, and that's how he's feeling with some of them too.
Oh shit. I think that's all I got. I really need to catch up on movies. Like, I feel so far behind.
Dude, me too. Like I'm super far behind. Like
I ain't
I
even
haven't
seen the
seen the
Godzilla movie.
Godzilla one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Either me either. That's funny. That's what me and my wife was talking about when we were looking on. I was trying to see where it was streaming, and we couldn't find it because I was like, I want to see this so bad because I've heard it's so good.
I
But
saw
yeah, I'm
there was
behind.
like a controversy about that movie that it was only streaming on Amazon in Japan.
That is true. Yep. And it's not, you can't see it like outside of Japan, apparently. If it's not at a movie theater, which I don't think it's been pulled from theaters. But yeah, I would buy it. Like I like Godzilla movies, and this one apparently is fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies that I want to see, like, but I wait till they come to streaming. Like, we were talking before the show, like, I finally saw The Blackening, and it's only because they put it on sale for
So
like
funny.
$5. And I finally was
That
like,
movie
all
was
right,
so funny.
well, I'll pick it up. And then I finally watched it last night. God damn, that movie's hilarious.
So fucking hilarious.
It's one of the funniest
God, I
movies
love
I've ever watched. It is so funny. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I want to watch. I don't know, man. Like a movie like Oppenheimer still sits at like 20, like 2 minutes played. Like I haven't watched that.
that movie so long. Like,
Yeah.
that's such an investment. Oh.
I say that and then I watch back to back to back episodes of Breaking Bad or something, like.
See, I'm the same way, 'cause like but instead of Breaking Bad, I'm watching like, five episodes of SVU. And I'm like, I could have watched a
Yeah, I could have
3-hour
watched the
long
movie
movie.
that I've been saying is going to take too long, but no, instead I watched 3 hours of TV.
Right. Yep. I'm the same way.
That's me. But like, I feel like a lot of, and this is a problem with today of like, you're distracted too often. Is like when I watch a movie like Oppenheimer, like there's n I can't do nothing else.
Yeah, I got you.
Like if I'm watching an episode of House or Breaking, like a TV show that I've seen before, like I can look at my phone. I can go do something else, and then like, but if I'm gonna watch Oppenheimer, my ass is gonna be glued to the TV for 3 hours.
Because you gotta pay attention because you haven't seen, you ain't seen it before. So yep, I completely understand that.
Yeah, I'll get to it eventually. I love watching movies, so I saw Imaginary was up for like super cheap. I thought about picking that up.
Is that a horror movie?
Yeah, it's the
I feel like I heard of that. Okay.
Bloomhouse movie. It's about like a little, it's like a fucking demon or something trapped in a teddy bear or something. I don't know.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I think I saw a trailer or something.
Yeah, too many movies, not enough time. I
Yep,
hear the
for
popo.
sure.
Is that my headset or your headset?
Might be yours, 'cause
Okay.
I. Yeah, that is yours. I don't hear nothing.
Okay. Well, that's it for us. Wanted to let you know the Greedfall finally got finished. The latest episode is up on the site now. You can go listen to it. Drew finally found time to record an episode. I don't know when he's going to start doing the monthly thing, so we'll have to see how that pans out. If you want to tweet at us, it's on Twitter at ZTGD Radio. If you want to shoot us an email, it's podcast at ZTGD.com. I think that's it.
All
I'm gonna go do my yard work because it doesn't look like it's gonna rain today.
Yeah, I'm about to go do the same thing. I had to do that first.
Yep, I'm gonna do that, and then I'm gonna have some food, and then we'll see how these storms roll in this week because it could get
Nope.
hairy. We don't know yet. Fucking hate this time of year. I was just talking today about moving. I'm thinking about it.
What, really? To
Yeah.
where?
I'll go up to the Pacific Northwest, man.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I've got family up there, so like, and I love that
Oh, nice.
area, so
Yeah.
I thought about it. Like, but it's such a long process because like you gotta fix up your house, you gotta sell your house, and you gotta trek across the fucking country. Oh man, but
Yeah, my mom is out in Oregon.
I would love to take my son on that trip though. Like, just start and just like have like a truck drive our shit and then like.
That would be fun.
Just
He,
load up
I
the
bet he would
family.
enjoy that.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
go up through like Montana, Wyoming and shit. Oh yeah, that'd be great. That'd be some great
Yeah,
shit.
that would be fun.
Anyway, that's it for us this week. We'll be back next week to talk about mo video games. Unless anybody has anything else, that'd be you.
It's just me.
Then we get out of here.
Alrighty. And it goes something like this.